podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's
the true definition of a rock star.
So care about by your speakers.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from after the fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, RootaRooRadio.com on the west coast beaches of the United States, XRPRadio.co.uk in the United Kingdom, and BuildTheScene.com, my own site that I almost forgot, and altrockradio.ca across the northern border into Toronto, Canada. With me tonight on episode number 514, those of you that are live, yes, that means we skipped a few. This week's is 511. You'll figure it out later. With me tonight is the Art of Burning Bridges. What's up?
What's up?
So
this is 514. We're It was Fountain Infinity, like episode number
three. You know, I would have to go back and figure that out. I did that once back when I've counted up the first 188 of them. And then that was where 189 is. If you go on the website, 189 is the first one available.
Huh. But yeah, what's up?
Not much. I was going to say, you know, two of the three of you have been in my living room a few times. One of you has been on my porch a lot lately.
Hi.
I'm assuming not lately, not in the last month.
Locked down like a penitentiary.
All right, so I have Bill, Pat, and Cassie with me. And that goes in the same order. We have drums, guitar, and vocals, and bass. And I know Pat sings. Cassie, do you do some vocals as well?
No vocals. I do not do any vocals. No vocals.
Yet.
Not yet. That's what they keep saying.
Yet.
So that would have been like 2005-ish, right?
Yeah. And I mean, whatever I sent you that little clip of, because I found an old burn CD, been digitizing my life lately. And I think it was 05, 06 that we, the CD was from. I think it said 05 on it.
And that sounds about right. Cause it would have been right around, Emergenza.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's been a long time. It was cool. I was telling people, hey, that guy in September morning played in my living room. He's just staring at me there in the back. Did I give away something I shouldn't have?
It's public knowledge at this point. I mean, it is what it is.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about that band. I need to stop leaning forward, though, because I keep disappearing on the video.
We can't see you on our end.
Yeah, I turned it off on your end.
It has to be that way. It's worked. It's cool. Just as long as it works.
So, what you guys were on a bit of a hiatus, and I know I have one track from you. What's going on album-wise?
Well, there are six done. There are six more that need some work to do them. And then there will be a 12-song full. You know when.
It'll be this year. If it doesn't happen this year, then it'll never happen. But it's definitely going to be it's going to be this year. Yep. So I mean, there are six songs. I mean, all the music is recorded for all 12 tracks.
Yep.
So we still need to work on the remaining six. We had the only reason I think that it didn't get all done at once is we had this idea it was going to be two EPs, and then when you really sit back and look at it and look at the cost and everything, it's like, it just needs to be on one album because it's so powerful as just on one thing. Because if we did burn it, you know, get CDs done of two EPs, there's going to people be like, well, just upload them all together, put them on another compilation and we'd have to do it a third time. So it's like, might as well just get it all knocked out and just do one and it's
full entirety.
We've listened to it the way it is, you know, front to back, and it was just the more obvious choice just to do the album. Plus, in all of our years, other than the Human Animation Lab album, FI never had a full album. It was always EPs. So this is like a great start off the bat as, you know, releasing music as one giant project.
Human Animation Lab, that was from California, right?
Yeah, that was the transition between FI and where we're at now. It was that's a whole story for another show.
Didn't some of the band end up staying in California, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, Sparks is still in California. Kent is still in California. I've heard that Kyle just went somewhere. He just disappeared again. So I don't know. I haven't had any contact with him since the day I left. Sparky, me and him talk off and on through text, but it's not constant. But yeah, I am still in contact with him at least.
So I'm actually kind of interrupting some band stuff right now. If I was paying attention to earlier, you guys are working on a video, right?
Yep. So it's another one of the things that we can do in the meantime before the album is released. And then depending on when that gets done and everything else, then we'll actually release a single. Because there are, you know, a lot of people, the first question out of your mouth was, what's up with the music? So that needs to get out there in some capacity. And if you came to, you know, our last show, we had two-track CD samplers at our merch table. So Walls is one of those tracks on that CD.
And you gave, what was it? Trying to see if I remember. Was it 100 that you had prepared?
It was supposed to be 100, but it ended up being 99. The other one is rolling around on this floor somewhere if anybody wants a collector's item.
Now Pat's trying to figure out where it is.
Yeah, use it as a coaster.
He really is.
He found it. I'm not sure if the case...
Oh, is that it?
No, it's over there, I think. Yeah, where's Waldo?
Oh, I see it.
I got it.
Reasonably amused.
Legit.
Pat wins the contest. He gets to take it home.
So normally at this time I'd ask you, like, you know, what shows you have coming up, but yeah, that kind of limits my questions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the overall, I keep hearing, you know, people saying that concerts won't open back up until next year.
Fall of 2021.
But we have, it hasn't been canceled. We haven't got word that, you know, we had a show set up.
I practice every night, Wednesdays. If you want $5, come on down.
Five
at the door, BYOB. 10 people max. That's the capacity, you know? You want to see a show? Let's go. We'll play a show for you.
But we have a show scheduled in May.
We do.
But we haven't got word if it's... I mean, I think people are just taking it a day at a time, and if it gets too close, I guess it would be canceled. If not, then the only other show that was scheduled in April... we were supposed to be playing with the Birthday Massacre for 2 weeks, but that has been moved to September 29th. So if this show in May doesn't happen, then the September show, I guess, is the only other one we have scheduled.
I mean, it's rescheduled, so that's a positive thing right there. Yeah. They're expecting us to be able to play it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully it's good. And I've seen construction people today.
Well, that's good.
So that's a new sign. Like, I haven't seen like movement in this road that's closed by my house in like I said, over 2 weeks, and seen that stuff working.
I've been teaching from the same spot I'm sitting in right now for the last 4 weeks. This is the beginning of fifth week. It's not fun doing it that way. But anyway, although I will say, one of the students raised his hand and asked me if he used the restroom once. I was like, and I told him no. He got up and left anyway.
What are you gonna do? I guess.
But you know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll listen to the Walls song. The Wall song. Walls. There's no other one on there, right? Walls.
Walls.
Nope. There are no bricks in this wall.
And this is not like a Mexican wall either. This is like,
you know what? Why don't you do that for me, Pat? Tell me about the song, and then we'll listen to it.
I don't know. Take some walls, strong, so they don't break. And then your relationships with whoever you build them with, your business, your bandmates, your life, they don't break, you know? So you get build good relationships, bond with people.
You can also use a screwdriver to build a wall.
Basically, love everybody. Don't be a jerk.
Okay. So we're going to take a minute and listen to Walls. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That was Walls by The Art of Burning Bridges. I was going to do the initials, but I always have to type it out before I can say it. Like, did I get all the letters?
Taub.
Taub.
Why can't I? What was the name? Do you guys remember? It was Jim Dunn and they all laugh. What was the name of their band? That's it.
Chuck's
all
Beta.
Their albums, did they name your band? All their songs
no.
were like 20 word titles.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Chuck's Beta, or there's a running joke between us and them for years, because whenever we played a show with them at a place called Casa de Ice on Route 30. And I guess whenever they booked the show, they couldn't understand what they were saying over the phone as their name or whatever. And it they were saying Chuck's Beta, and they said one word is like, no, Chuck's space Beta. So up on the billboard for the evening, it said Chuck's space Beta. I have a picture of it somewhere.
That's awesome.
Me and Jim joke about it every time we see each other, but
yeah, I saw them a couple of times, but I saw them at the Hard Rock one time. I hate throwing venues under the table, but I was not impressed with the Hard Rock.
I mean, years of playing there, I have my own opinions about there in a lot of places.
You gotta work with your sound man. You gotta let them know what you need. You gotta sound check, you know, whatever, you know. There's a lot of factors it could be, you know. Sometimes you play at a venue and it's not so well, and then the next time you play at a venue and it's better, you know.
All right, so I'm gonna introduce you guys to some of my off the wall questions that I would not have asked back in 05 or 06. We'll start off with one that's kind of fitting. If there was an apocalyptic event that happened on Earth and only a handful of people survived and only one song from every band in the history of the Earth made it through this event, which The Art of Burning Bridges song should survive the apocalypse?
Why are we all looking at Pat? We're all looking at Pat. Everybody's looking at Pat.
I would immediately, and I don't know why, but I would go to The Fall or Carnival, because those two are always my ride or dies opinions.
That's a tough one off the head.
Off the wall question for sure.
After dust.
Okay.
By the title, I'm guessing that
that
there was some incineration going on.
I would say either Carnival or maybe a track that we haven't even recorded yet called The Martyr.
Ooh, The Martyr.
Yeah, oh, man.
Love The Martyr.
The Martyr is so good. And then there's a new one that we have that's tentatively titled, I'm not telling you. And, it's pretty good, too.
You know, all these people are like, why do you keep writing new music? Finish your damn album. It's like, we're getting there. We just have to write 17 more songs first.
Exactly.
If The Art of Burning Bridges was going to be in a cartoon, what cartoon character would play each of you? And just to be upfront about that was from Christina from the Shadow event that came up with that question.
Any cartoon character.
If I could be a cartoon character, Rick. I'd be Rick.
I don't know what I would be. I used to be Rick Moana.
Is? Rick, like
that's
Rick
that's
and Morty. Familiar
with Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Yep, Rick.
Oh, what cartoon character would I be? What's that girl's name from The Adventures of Grimm? That girl in that show, that would be me. Molly. I think her name is Molly.
Same name as my dog.
Yeah, that. I think I would be Molly. Who would you be?
It'd be Beavis or Butthead. I don't know.
Either one.
I talk like Beavis all day. I mean, Beavis for our bungalow.
Along the same lines. Now they're making a documentary, a rockumentary about you guys. What actor would play you?
Huh. These are good questions. These are really good questions. This is really making us think about who we are as people.
Making us think for the first time in 6 months.
We just learned how to use a computer for this.
That's a really good question. I'm trying to get one that has really good similarities and everything.
Oh,
let me see.
My lacunas.
Mm-hmm. You'd be me lacunas?
Yeah.
I'd have Samuel L. Jackson play
me. What? Just say like Ryan Reynolds. Who would play you?
Somebody weird like David Duchovny.
If you could go back in time. See, this is like my movie and TV thing going on here. If you could go back in time without interrupting the time-space continuum, what band would you follow around for a year just to learn from?
Mudvayne.
It was fast.
I'm too young to really have enjoyed it. I needed to enjoy it. Ryan Martini, if you're listening.
How far back?
No hesitation.
How far back? 80s, 90s?
As far as you want to go.
You're setting the timer.
80s, follow around Depeche Mode. In 90s, I follow around Orgy.
That's too good of a question. Carnival.
Carnival. Okay.
I love that band. Even to this day.
They were going to do a tour before all of this started.
So excited.
So excited because they were coming to the States.
Well, maybe they'll reschedule like everybody else has to.
It's not canceled. Good part.
Yeah. Let's do one more question in this. Oh, no, I have two more. We may as well do all of them in this theme. If you were going to be the main character in the movie Rockstar that ends up ends up being the singer of the band that he was in a tribute for, what band would you end up in? Did you guys hear the question or no?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay. The question was, if you were going to end up being the main character in the movie Rockstar and end up playing your individual part, whether it's singer, drummer, or bassist, or guitarist, in a band that you would have been a tribute for, what band would you end up playing in?
I don't even know. Okay. Phil?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'd want to be in some type of band that was like proggy. It was really heavy and that it was like really melodic and like pretty and airy at like times too. Like I would want to be in a band that had a wide range of like variety. Yeah. Something like a Dream Theater. Something epic, like orchestrated epic metal.
I might do Evergrey.
Hey, last question in this series. In the movie Almost Famous, if you're playing the part of the reporter who's doing his first article ever and he has to follow a band around and write about what's going on, what band would you follow?
Motley Crue. Sorry, that movie was great.
I honestly have a feeling like that movie didn't actually depict them quite as bad as they really were.
That's what I'm getting from the further information that I'm finding out about all of that.
that's hard.
Ozzy.
He's another good one.
Back in the 80s, there were like no rules.
No rules. Your record label paid for everything. Your trashed hotel rooms. They budgeted drugs into your recording contract. It was just...
the American dream.
Nails.
I would want to follow around Trap right now because I want to see how that ends up.
I bought the head like a whole single. There's like 10 different versions of that song on it.
I have it.
If anyone who's watching live wants to ask a question, you can do that just by typing a comment. I am kind of monitoring it over there. Christina, whose question I asked earlier, was in the chat when I asked it, and she typed great question, you know, for her question. If you had to build a band to manage from the Pittsburgh music scene, so you're playing a part of this manager, you're not in the band, who would you put in the band, and who do they currently play for?
Completely stumping questions.
I can't really answer that question at all, because we really haven't been back in the scene that long. Like, you played like one show in 2 years.
Well, it's like a show a year. It seems to have the rate.
Like for us, like the coming back, there's really no. It's so different from what I remember. Can't answer that question.
I'll give you a pass on it. Over the years, from any band that you've been in, what's been your favorite venue that you've played in besides my living room?
Well, I haven't been playing as long as these guys. And for me personally, still...
In Pittsburgh, my favorite venue is gone.
I miss Diesel. I don't know what it is now.
Is that the Foxtail? Is that what they renamed it?
You don't say those words.
it's just a can of jokes when you bring up that. Anyway, my favorite venue, which is also gone, we played there only once. It was the Pepsi Roadhouse.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No. It was right next, it was behind Star Lake. You could actually go from the parking lot of Star Lake through the woods and you would be at the Pepsi Roadhouse. It was, I think it was owned by the same people that own Star Lake or whatever you want to call it these days, whatever bank pavilion is out there. And it was the same specs of outside amphitheater sound system indoors. It was the most intense sound I think we ever played out of. And I think the sound guy toured around with Van Halen in the 80s doing their sound. So that was a good show. That's the one that really sticks out for a venue.
For you?
That's also showing our age for people to think we're the new band on the block.
The most beautiful place I've ever been was the Louisville Palace. Thank you, guys. No. But other than that, that was pretty the most beautiful place that I played. It was just epic. That was my favorite.
If you could open for any internationally touring band, who would you open for? And where would you play the first show? Not that they let you make those choices, but if you could.
At all. See, I would go back to Carnival because Carnival still exists and they're in Australia, but we can't get to them because they're in Australia.
Yep, that's exactly that. You read the words right out of my head. Okay. Either them or Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Yep.
Carnival.
But we've actually, me and Pat have actually played with Carnival. So, I mean, is it a band we've never played with?
It could be somebody you played with.
To go on tour with.
To go on tour with. It was great.
Oh, and the first venue. Yeah, that was part of the question. What first venue would we want to go to?
Well, being this Carnival, it has to be it. Let's go back to the Louisville Palace.
I definitely am going to have to look that up now.
That place is pretty epic. Kind of creepy and pretty epic.
A twist on this question. I want to know about an embarrassing moment. But you can't tell me about yourself. You have to tell me about an embarrassing moment that someone else in the band had on stage. Cassie's face.
I don't have a good poker face.
I'm not sure if that was an oh no or oh, he's going to make me say that about them.
embarrassing moment on stage someone for else someone else.
She keeps looking over it. At Bill.
I'm not looking at anything.
I can't even, I guess if I had like a couple days to think of this, I can't even think about going back into previous bands.
Well, I can. One of my old guitar players stood on top of a guitar amp while I was playing and the whole thing fell over.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Who was that?
Peter's Pub.
Peter's Pub. Right in the middle of the set. The whole thing. Timber crash. And it was just a drum and bass show from there on out.
I probably have it on tape. I had a camera in my hand. If I didn't have drumsticks in my hand, I had a camera in my hand in those days.
While I'm trying to think of a question, why don't you throw out some ways to find you online? Maybe your social media or anything like that.
Facebook. That's it.
You can follow us on Instagram, too. We have a YouTube page.
Yes, that. But see, I am not in control of the Instagram. I never
see. It's just at the Art of Burning Bridges.
The Instagram. I never see it. That's in her control. She does a really good job with that. I do.
So there may be. I do have my. May be some embarrassing moments for Pat on there, but he'll never know.
There could be. I would not know. I mean, whatever it is all circumstantial.
So if we'll say, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, the children are looking through the social studies books about what's going on here with the pandemic. And for some reason, the Art of Burning Bridges is in that section of the social studies book. What is it going to tell them about your band?
I don't know. Maybe something along the lines about being without saying anti-government.
I don't know. Anarchist?
Yeah.
You don't have to wear a mask. Just don't cough in people's faces.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Lick stuff.
Did you see that?
If the Art of Burning Bridges is in social studies book during this time period, it's because despite everything that's happening, they released a CD.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to say.
We really have no excuse to finish the CD. I'm knocking out all my personal
stuff. Go for them. Like, years nothing was going on. All of a sudden, it's a pandemic and lockdown. Boom, there's a CD. Let's go. There it is.
Yeah.
You know, it makes total sense. We're not allowed to see each other, social distancing, 6 feet. You know what, buddy?
Yeah, I was
more like 6 inches right now.
Yeah. It's my guitar. That's like 4 feet. It's like past her head. Like, it is just whatever. Yeah. I even have a hall pass from my boss. It says I can drive on the street after 8 p.m.
That's not what it says.
After the lights go out on the street, or when the street lights come on, that's what it is. I can stay out after the street lights are on.
Right, any parting thoughts that you want to pass on to the listeners?
Turn off the news. Just turn it off and view the world through your own eyes. Be smart individuals.
About our band. Talk about our band.
I was trying to leave a soul, a full-hearted thank you from the... Go ahead.
No, you got it. No, go ahead. Keep going. No, go ahead. Keep going with your full-heartedness.
Nope.
We will be releasing CD soon. So look out for that. As soon as we get off this phone call, I know we're going to be doing some recording. Music video that will be coming out soon. I'm not giving a deadline. We are going to be finishing up this CD and releasing that. And September's still happening. Come see us at the Birthday Massacre on Instagram. We have a Twitter. Who uses Twitter? We're too old for that. And on YouTube. That's all I got.
And on MySpace, GeoCities, Tripod, Pure Volume.
I don't know what Twitch is, but we should get one of those too.
Oh, well, you're on Twitch right now. It's
Hi, Twitch.
It's really Twitch set up for video gaming.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for coming on episode 514 and upcoming guests. On the 15th, we will have Unbroken Soul. On the 22nd, Meat Hook. On the 29th of May, Nox Emesis. And on June 5th, The Shadow Event. And that's what I have scheduled currently. So if you'd like to be on the 12th or any date after that in June or ongoing, send me an email at bill@buildthescene.com or bill@parockshow.com. Make sure you check us out each and every Friday on buildthescene.com. Go to parockshow.com and look at our radio show schedule. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have Build the Scene Radio, XRP Radio, Mega Rock Radio, 107.1 FM, XRP Radio, Rudaroo Radio, Alt Rock Radio. And between all of them, we have 9 different times that you can listen to the show, not on the website. 3 of them are in the United Kingdom.
Good.
Hey, so once again, I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me for a little while and go get your video recorded.
Cool.
Thanks, Bill.
You'll definitely have that before the album, so. We'll be right back.
have already been hit by the man in the warm weather. Don't try to fight, you've given up every night to the man in the warm weather.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.